Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we begin chapter 10 in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in verses 1 through 4. Since the law has only a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of them, it can never make perfect those who come to worship by the same sacrifices that they offer continually each year. Otherwise, would not the sacrifices have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, once cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in those sacrifices, there is only a yearly remembrance of sins, for it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats take away sins. The sin of omission never shuts up, if only those who encounter Jesus can really fess up to the sins we try and forget to accomplish life's goals, to be understood and cared for by the very intrusion life seems to thrust in your face. No matter how easy you think it tastes, plight has an ending we all must stand up and face. Jesus allows this to happen without haste, beginning with a look at the lines in your face. In His light, you can see the beauty. Is His light beaming from your eyes? Can others hear Jesus when you speak that only a fool would deny? You see, Jesus wants this relationship one-on-one as one in you, in anyone you make a life's commitment to. We call them soulmates in Christ here at our place, recognizing Jesus as the reason redemption took place. Once and for all, your consciousness can shut up, turning to Jesus, for He will bring salvation to those who eagerly await Him. Amen. How does the blood of bulls and goats take away sins? It cannot. And what they replied to over and over every year to begin was sin that would rot, until Jesus came and accomplished all foretold from the beginning of time. He will never grow old. In Him, once and for all, this impossible spilling of blood remembers sins no more. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Please give them peace in their last breath. We have silent prayers for those entering the church this Easter season. May the Holy Spirit lift you up as we pray in the Holy Spirit for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for the Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 10. We're in verses 1 through 4. I'm going to be changing my tagline soon to something in Hebrews. Today we got verse 10 for chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. One stanza poem, one line ending. It's titled, If Cleansed, sends consciousness shut up. Coming things good shadow only of the law, image not of perfection, sacrifices never match up. Yearly continued offering, sacrifices cleansed once, not at all. Offering would cease if cleansed sin's consciousness shut up. Sins away taken by goats and bulls won't forgive sin's lust. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's June 1st. Woo! Beginning the middle month of June. We are recording this morning at 6:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. It's Sunday, isn't it? Get out and see your preachers today. Lay down your tithes. Try to be giving and understand what God is asking us all to abide. We thank you for joining us here on Universal Utterings each day as we look to close this morning at 7-Eleven as we like to pray. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings each day. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. God bless our good friends John and Marie. And peace be with you on this Sunday of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.